Barbara George wants to bring top-notch education to Newport Mesa Unified. Morals and values are taught at home, Barbara George told the Epoch Times. George, a business owner and mother of five running for the Newport Mesa Unified School District Area 4 in the November 8 election, said schools need to concentrate on teaching students skills, like language arts, arithmetic, science, and history, that will help them thrive later in college and in society. We are in a global world and our children are not prepared, she said. She said ideological programs should not be taught in schools. A specific one she mentioned was a program by the Anti-Defamation League, which was unanimously approved by the school board in 2021. After parents and advocates, including her, spoke out against the program, the school board pulled back on it, she said. We have children who graduate who can't read at grade level, yet we are worrying about social issues, she said. There's no time for that. She said the last thing she wanted for her children to learn is that their friend who's sitting next to them is oppressing them or has it in for them. Children are not political, and we should not be using them as political pawns, she said. George additionally said she is worried about schools overstepping in terms of children's mental well-being with so-called social-emotional learning programs where teachers guide students in areas like interpersonal relationships, impulse control, mindsets, and behaviors. If my child requires counseling, I think I would go to my doctor, and then they could recommend a counselor, she said. She said that if elected, she wants to ensure the details of such existing or any new programs under consideration are provided to parents and caregivers. Additionally, she said school funding should be spent on getting more tutors, focusing on students' academics, and bringing more enrichment programs that help children be back on track. She said it is important parents work with the school board because they voted the board members in to represent their voice. If you don't listen to the needs and the wants of the people, then you're not doing your job, she said. As such, she would like to have parents' opinions on new curricula. We should have many different types of curriculums to choose from and there should be parent input, she said. Language enrichment programs are also something she wants to bring to the school district, she said. Costa Mesa has a very diversified community, with a considerable population of Hispanic, Asian, and Persian communities, she said. We need to have enrichment programs that not only help them get up to speed with the English language, but also respective language to also help bridge that gap so that parents can participate and learn with their child, she said. Currently, George sits on the Newport Beach City Arts Commission, which serves as an artistic and cultural advisory department to the city council, and she said one of her favorite things is bringing art to children that might not otherwise had access to it. She said the commission is working on a sculpture exhibition in Civic Center Park of works from all over the world for children and parents to enjoy. As part of the exhibit, children get to make their own sculptures for display. She said the commission has been getting much positive feedback from parents about the project, including that such keeps their children from so much screen time, like playing video games, being on their tablets or watching television. Two of George's five children are currently enrolled in the district, and the youngest is in sixth grade, which, she said, has kept her busy over the years. With five children, you can imagine how I've had to be that sports mom, she said. She said that she particularly enjoys interacting with other sports parents and especially learning about their concerns. She said she wants to be a true representative of parents and build a bridge between them and the school board. Vote for me so I may serve you, she said. George is running against Kristen Valle, a sales and marketing professional, and Lisa Pearson, a retired educator.